proud of for years to come. Call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's hot.
You said it.
And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
And this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
The outdoor life.
But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hardened soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening.
Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things.
Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates.
And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff.
The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets as St. Louis FC will battle conference rivals, the Rochester Rhinos, on Wednesday, July 5th, presented by Regions Bank. Be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and
milk out of my nose.
I haven't had that for a long time.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
I haven't had that happen, bro, because I ain't heard nothing funny. That was just a voice I just made up.
Whoa.
Right there. Just like, out of nowhere. That, how many people could do that? Just create a voice like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the June 27th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. Soak that in, folks, because I appreciate everyone when you email me, every email, when you say, what's the name of that place where you lost that weight? MD Health and Wellness. We'll talk about them. But first, we always have to do this.
Hey!
All right. Now,
you folks don't realize this, but I've been blindfolded the whole time, and I'm going to take my blindfold off. I have no idea who's running the control board. Let me undo this. Oh, it's Eon the Peon.
Hey.
What a surprise. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive money from your 401k, it's a great time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can go over all of your options. For their phone number more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy birthday. 2 years old. Baby Josh. His entire family's listening. They're making him AM and the PM at a very young age.
That's how you bring a kid up. Yeah. That's the way to bring up a kid.
Yeah, so they're all eating cake, listening to the show.
So they're having their cake and eating it too.
Yes.
And they're aiming to be good for you, little Josh.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy said, don't ever play that thing again about milk out of your nose or something, because it brings back horrible, horrible, nightmarish memories for him when he was a kid. And they had to take him away from his little school to the hospital because something made him laugh. And what was coming out of your nose?
Cheese.
Cheese came out of his nose. Oh, that hurts because it's kind of, you know.
Hot nacho cheese.
Yeah, he's nodding. It was hot nacho cheese coming out of his nose. There's a great joke, and I can never tell it. But the punchline is, that's nacho cheese. Sorry, I can't tell it. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Actually, more of the punchline was because the guy said, hey, that's nacho cheese. So that's the real punch. They still don't know the joke, and I can't tell you, I'd be fired. We're brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton, but it doesn't really matter where they are. They could be anywhere. They could be anywhere, man. They could be anywhere. Reno, Tahoe. You know, that's all. They could be. It's what they do that matters and who it is that's doing it and how they're doing what they do. They help people lose weight. And I know there are 100, more than 100 places that say they help people lose weight. The places you see on television, the place, just all over, every from protein shake, whatever diets to grapefruit diets, Beverly Hills diet, and the Atkins diet, all that stuff. This is really not about that. This is about just putting the brakes on the calories, which is very difficult to do by yourself, especially the first month. It's all but impossible. You mean to do it, got the right idea, and then, oh, man, something happens, and somebody comes over, and they bring a pie, and before you know it, you cave in, you're starting all over again. You get 3-4 days in, you start all over. And I know how that works, because that's what I've done most of my life. And then I went and investigated this MD Health and Wellness and found out here's some people that really do get it, and they have a way of helping you not be so hungry for about a month. And that way you can, when you don't eat as much, you don't take in as many calories, and then what you eat, you change a little bit. And it's not the end of the world, because you don't go around going, oh, man, I'm starving, because you're not. I won't tell you what they'll do with you because I don't know you. Maybe you can get the HCG shots. You give them yourself for a month. Maybe you can have the appetite suppressant. Maybe you can't. I haven't seen your EKG readout. But they will. And they'll evaluate you, and then they'll decide what it is you can do that's healthy for you. And I haven't heard of any failures. The only email I've gotten from anybody didn't work. The guy flat out said, it's my fault. He said, I went on a binge and ate some stuff, and then I ate some more, and he said, it's my own fault. I was doing great, and I blew it. Well, get back on that horse and start all over. The MD is, because it's medically supervised, doctor supervised, they really do know what they're doing, and I am so glad, one, that they came on this show, and two, that I decided, well, I'll see what this is all about. And if it's not any good, I'll know and I won't speak for him. But it was good and it did work and I'm happy to speak for him. MD Health and Wellness. The website I'm going to give you, but if you can't remember it, please remember you can always go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. And it's there with all the other people who allow me to speak for them. MDHealthWellness.com. I just clipped out this tiny little factoid, I guess you would call it. And here it is. It says 73% of people agree in this country that the smell of a home can have a major impact on your mood. Now, did you ever go into somebody's house and it had just...
their smell.
Yes.
And it wasn't necessarily repulsive. It just was their smell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What the heck is that? I'd like to think... And see, I don't think you know it. I think it's like if you stink, you don't know you stink.
Right.
I don't think the people in the house know, hey, your house smells
weird.
No,
because they're so used to it.
Yeah, they don't know. And you can't even describe it sometimes, but every time you go there, and maybe it's their dog or their cat, or maybe, I don't know, maybe the guy's a pig farmer and he's got the manure boots sitting out in the laundry room. I don't know. But I know that I helped some people move many, many years ago. And it was because they didn't have the money to pay movers. And a friend of mine said, let's go help these people out. I didn't know these people. And I'm gonna tell you, I walked in that house. And in this case, I thought I was going to vomit. I have never smelled, and it wasn't feces. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's something they cooked with, but my goodness, was it horrible. And I thought, it made us work faster. We got that stuff out of there because we didn't want to keep going back in that house. It was just such a weird smell. And then realtors will, and it's realtor, not realtor. Okay, realtors will tell you. They do that whole baking cookies, cherry pie thing. If you're trying to sell a house, you know what? Maybe, but that also might make somebody think, "Hey, they're trying to cover something up,
pull something
by making this place smell like chocolate chip cookies." But I do believe that there are people, families, who have a smell. I'd like to think that my house has no smell, except maybe a couple of candles that are out or something. You know, there ought to be a service where you pay somebody with a really good nose to come in your house. It's like an appraiser and go, hey, does my house stink? Tell the truth.
Yeah.
You pay them $100. They walk through and they go, no, it should have no smell. Your house should have no smell at all. You know the smell I like, though? That those bounce strips, the soft.
Yeah.
Those things. I love that smell.
Have you noticed, like, in different hotels and then casinos a lot,
yes,
too? They have this... I guess it's through the air system.
I know
or something.
Exactly what you're talking about. You walk down the hall of the hotel, and it's what I call hotel smell.
Yeah.
It's almost like a overly sanitized...
Yeah.
But they don't have it as much now. I'll tell you why. They cut the smoking out at almost all hotels.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to ask for non-smoking. The whole hotel is non-smoking.
Yeah.
And good. That's fine with me. I believe people should be able to smoke, but don't smoke in a room I'm going to sleep in. I'd like to talk to the gun people who are the ones that make the rest of us who like guns look bad. You people that show up at places carrying, you know, your open carry... They're trying to make a statement. Knock that off.
Are you talking about the guy at the zoo?
The zoo. Knock it off.
And he's from Cincinnati.
Yeah, knock it off. Go back to Cincinnati and do it there. Knock it off. It freaks people out. You're walking around with guns. You're not winning any arguments doing that. You just make us all look bad. If you want to carry, carry, even if it says don't. And I will tell you right now that every place that I go into, it says don't carry. I'm carrying. I will just tell you. Okay, because the worst that'll happen is they ask me to leave or go take the gun out. Okay, I'll do that if you ask me. But if you don't, I'll have it just in case. And don't write me, go, Frank, you're asking people to break the law. No, I'm just telling you what I do. 48 hours last week, I believe this past weekend, an unbelievable story of this guy who was a realtor. And he was a successful realtor. He had murdered 7 people. This is one of those deals where within the community, if you ask about the guy, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great real estate agent. Hey, he's a murderer. He's a serial killer. And I can't remember his name, and I don't watch 48 Hours. But I think I did it this week because for the last 4 or 5 days,
Oh, you okay?
You okay?
My wife.
Oh boy,
has been gone, and I just tried to watch as much TV as I could. I watched the 48 hours, and I'm glad I did. It took a lot of time and kept me from thinking about her. But if you get a chance to catch that one, his name was, I think, Todd something, I think.
Did she come back soon?
She's home now. She's, I have to pick her up at her mother's. I'm going to stop off first at the vitamin store and take her home.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a story I'm going to save for another time. You know the lizard, the gecko, sure. Or whatever? You know, have you seen the commercial where he's standing in the middle of a street? And one side of the street is Bristol, Tennessee, and the other side is Bristol, Virginia.
Yes.
That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
There's a street, and the people on one side live in Tennessee, and the others live in Virginia, and it's the same name. It's got like Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah.
How about that? How do you...
Yeah.
I mean, how odd that you send something over to the guy across the street, it's out of state. I just... It just seems... Now, a lot of times you buy things out of state, you save sales tax. So if I buy from the guy across the street and he walks it over to me, can I save, I don't know, sales tax? I just think that's weird. What else do we need to make sure you know about? Oh, my goodness. Listen, this story. I've said many times, I will not bungee jump, especially that tie you at the ankles and you jump off a bridge or something. I'm like, no, I do it for $300,000. I actually would not do it for 10 or 20 grand. I couldn't do it. I have a heart attack. There's a girl, 17 years old, was jumping over in Spain, and she had the rope tied to her, but it was not tied to the bridge. And she jumped to her death, not even knowing. I mean, she's going down going, And they said the guy who, the instructor, whose English was not very good, said, no jump. And they all thought, obviously, he was saying, go, jump.
Or now jump.
Or now jump.
Yeah.
And he was saying, no jump. And she jumped. And now, obviously, this is a big mess, and you got to figure out who's to blame. Can you fault the guy because his English wasn't good? Somebody misunderstood him? Holy, can you imagine telling the parents of the girl, your daughter is dead. She bungee jumped and wasn't attached to anything. And then there's this horrible story, and I won't do any more horrible stories. Did you see this 10-year-old boy? This is last week down on the Alabama coast, who was standing on the...
Yes.
And the log, this log...
A wave knocked the log.
Washed up and killed this kid.
Yeah.
The waves were 10 to 12 feet high. This 10-year-old was hit by a log 14 feet long. It weighed several hundred pounds. It killed the kid, crushed him.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you just think, all right, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
That my son... there'll never be an accident just like that, ever.
No.
That why... Was he the victim of such a freak accident? And in school, we studied the plague. I don't remember much about it, but like the Black Plague.
Or the bubonic?
They have bubonic.
Blue bonnet's
a margarine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Close. They have two new cases of the plague in New Mexico. I mean like the United States, New Mexico. 52-year-old woman and 62-year-old woman. Diagnosed with the plague.
Ew.
Yeah.
It still lives. You know that polio is still exists in some parts of the world?
There are some people now, those people that wouldn't give their kids the vaccine, the vaccines or anything. The polio vaccine.
Yeah, who wouldn't do that?
Mumps and rubella and all that.
All right, next time I'm going to save this. Next time we get together, I'm just going to tell you, there is a story. Peon found it. A plastic surgeon in Manhattan is doing anal Botox. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going
to
say.
You have to sit on that story.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, That's nice.
Thank you, Dan, for something you talked about earlier, okay. Which made me think of a joke, because Dan mentioned that he went to a bullfight on one of, where were we, Dominican? No, Mexico.
Yeah, we were in Mexico.
And I remember a bunch of listeners went, and I didn't go, and he's sorry he went. Yeah. And he said it was horrible. So it reminded me of this story. This guy is on vacation in Spain. And he goes into a restaurant, and he's ready to order, and he sees at another table somebody with a plate, and it has two of the biggest meatballs. I mean, these things look delicious, and they're huge. And so he asked the waiter, he said, hey, what is that dish? I love meatballs. What is that? And the waiter says, well, senor, we don't have any more. It's very limited. Do we get these? Those are bull testicles. And when a bullfight happens, we are able to have an arrangement with the bullfighting association, and we get the testicles, and we are served them as a delicacy. It's very expensive and very good. And just, you know, obviously not a lot of them, but it's just timing. You know, you happen to come in at the right time, and we have the bull testicles, and that's what that is, bull testicle. They are very good. He goes, no kidding. They sure look good. All right, he orders something else. The next weekend, he goes in to the restaurant, and he said, hey, I know there was just a bullfight today. Could I have, you know what I'm going to ask for, the testicle dinner? He goes, ah, senor, your timing is perfect. Yes, I will tell the chef, cook up the testicles. I'll be right back. And he goes back and brings out on a plate these little, tiny, like the size of a couple of olives, meatballs. And the guy goes, hey, what is this? He goes, that's the testicles. He goes, No. I was in here a week ago. Testicles were huge. He goes, senor, sometimes the bull, he wins.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now, see how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they cleared the one accident, southbound 141 at Ladue, but now we've got a new accident, 141 at Conway. That's southbound 141. Another accident, Lee May Ferry at Hoffmeister. They had a report. It came out on the scanner on westbound Highway 44 at Bowles, but I've been searching the cameras. I don't see anything there. It is running a bit slow between Mraz and Bowles. You have southbound 270 that's on the brakes just south of Page. That goes down through Doherty Ferry. A report of a possible accident on northbound Highway 170 north of Highway 70. Now, traffic is jammed back south of St. Charles Rock Road. Looks like we may have an incident on southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway causing a jam up. Southbound 55, you've got some slow pockets now from River to Pear through Rivas Barracks. Downtown, eastbound 40 is getting better. You're slowing now Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hello!
John, you're the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. On some area talk stations, you hear guys in New York, Florida, or L.A. pontificating on their shows.
But good luck trying to call in and have a conversation with them.
Here at Live and Local KTRS, we are live and we are local.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
That means local St. Louisans talk to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. And we like phone calls.
Hi, John and Jennifer. This is Jamie. I love the show.
Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning.
1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877.
You listen to us.
We listen to you.
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw and Millhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a new filter for your refrigerator? Get it with Filters Fast. Can't find the filter you need at the big box stores? Get it with Filters Fast. Paying too much for brand name filters? Get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it, with Filters Fast. Even better, find out how to get your first filter free with free shipping by texting CLEAR to 543-543. At Filters Fast, we're the nation's largest filter home delivery company, with all the brand name filters, plus high-quality Filters Fast brand filters for a fraction of the price. Forget paying way too much for hard-to-find filters at the big box stores. Get the filter you need delivered to your door, saving you time and money with Filters Fast. Now that's a smart choice. And right now you can get your first filter free with free shipping. Find out how by texting CLEAR to 543-543. Text CLEAR to 543-543.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing two or three generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals. Since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hey, it's John Carney for Allen Roofing, and with storm season, again, the top of your house getting a beating. Turn to a name you can trust, people that are local and have been here a while. And when I say a while, I mean 1972. Contractor Magazine has named them one of the tops in the country. So for your siding, for your gutters, for your roof, turn to somebody and somebody here. They've done their homework. Do yours. Allen Roofing, online at aroofing.net.
Did you know that approximately 10% of our population is at risk for addiction to a mood-altering substance? If you or someone you care about has had difficulty with alcohol or drug misuse, Centerpoint Hospital can help. Centerpoint Hospital is St. Louis's only private treatment center for addictions to alcohol, prescription drugs, opioids, and other mood-altering substances. Addiction is treatable, and with most major insurances accepted, Centerpoint Hospital can help get you or your loved one on the road to recovery. Contact CenterPointHospital.com right now.
We're going out to Southern California, where I'm guessing it's probably still pretty hot. Boy, is it nice here. Few times that he would want to swap bad weather for this weather, but this would be one. And he'd be smart to do it. Low humidity, perfect temperatures. Let's go out where, as the song says, never rains in Southern California. Mike Evans is there. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I'll be going to dinner there tonight. I'm so excited because at first I couldn't get in, and I think they had a cancellation. Honest to goodness, I couldn't get in. It was just packed. I think somebody bowed out. I got in. I'm looking forward to it. Annie Gunn's next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. You will need reservations at Annie Gunn's, and they're closed, both of them, on Monday. Gift cards, always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans.
Good day.
I wish I knew more about wine. I could understand.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, we're here.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, that's his rock DJ voice.
I have a love nugget for you and a quote about Madonna.
That almost sounds like Tom Brokaw's son, Tom Jr. or something.
See?
Yeah.
So Madonna's part of the pop quiz question. Here you go.
Now, this is the Madonna who wants to bomb the White House, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Name the name of the star who is Madonna's distant blood cousin. Steve Buscemi. Mark Wahlberg. Tommy Lee Jones. Kid Rock. Love nuggets. Madonna has dumped her 29-year-old boy toy for a 27-year-old boy toy. When asked what is the first thing she looks for in a man, Madonna said, quote, "Well, he has to be young enough to be my son."
Well, she's honest.
Unbelievable. Hawaii News, my home, Hawaii, once again voted the toughest state to make a living and to buy a home.
I don't doubt that. I've only been there a couple of times, but man, is it expensive.
I agree. It's tough to live in paradise when the lowest pay scale in America is Hawaii and the highest priced real estate is in Hawaii.
Wow.
Makes it tough. Odds and ends, it's estimated 85% of Hollywood smokes pot. Question. Who cares?
Yeah, and who's surprised?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, exactly. Pablo Picasso was a genius in so many ways. He died in 1978. Whether it be for groceries, getting a car fixed, going to a restaurant, or cobbling his shoes, getting his shoes fixed, Pablo Picasso never paid cash, always paid for everything with a check, knowing that people would never cash a check because of his autograph.
Oh, that's smart.
He said that before he died, he said he probably wrote 20,000 checks. None of them were ever cashed.
That is very smart.
You ought to try that and see if that works, Lil Franco.
Yeah, I don't think it would work.
Probably not work, Lil Franco. Two predictions. The National Enquirer will settle, I believe, for $3 to $5 million rather than face Richard Simmons in court, where he says their story said that he had turned himself into a woman. That's just plain poppycock.
Who is this?
Richard Nixon.
That was real. What's the matter? Did you recognize Nixon?
Well, I'm just playing poppycock, and I am not a crook.
Richard was kind of a woman anyway. He didn't turn himself into one. He sort of was effeminate.
Yeah, I hear you. Second prediction, I think there's a real chance that Johnny Depp could eventually end up like Jan Michael Vincent, broke, drunk, and homeless.
Oh, I believe that.
I mean, he hasn't had a hit movie in years. He has addiction problems.
The Pirates
he owes everybody money.
The Pirates of the Caribbean franchise was big, but apparently wasn't enough to pay his debts.
Well, certainly, you know, he made a lot of money with the Lone Ranger. Oh, that's right. That was a
That was a bad one.
Man, that was hideous. New York Post headline above a photograph of a New York judge named Lisa Lett. She is wearing a prison outfit because she's in prison. She violated a DUI probation because she didn't refuse to show up for drug tests.
Don't you know the prisoners love having a judge in there?
However.
And there's always a however in life.
She will collect her $175,000 full plate while in jail.
Wow.
That doesn't seem right.
New York Post screams, justice robbed blind.
Mm. Not their best, but...
It's true, though. Uh-huh. Now, before I go on, finally, we want to talk about stuff?
Yeah, like what?
Let's see. Oh!
Hey, you're a surfer.
I played golf today.
Yeah?
I shot one over par, 73.
Ooh. Well, who hasn't done that?
Yeah. That's pretty good,
huh? No big deal. Mm-hmm. You're a surfer.
Yeah.
How long can you hold your breath, do you think?
Probably 60 seconds.
Yeah, that's about the tops for most people. His name is Stig Severinsen. Go check out this Discovery documentary we talked about earlier. It's called The Man Who Doesn't Breathe. He's a free diver, which means you dive without any air. You just go down goggles and trunks. He holds the record, and I watched this on this Discovery documentary. 22 minutes.
Oh, well, that's a bunch of sheep.
No, it's not.
That's
Google The Man Who Doesn't Breathe, and you watch it, and you take a look at it. It is well documented. Doctors have looked at him, his lung capacity.
I think you've been hoogwinked.
No. 22 minutes, Stig Severinsen. Check it out.
Okay, but I still think you might have been hoodwinked on that deal.
You would think so, but it's the real deal. This guy is pretty unbelievable.
73 today.
Perfect here.
No, I'm talking about my golf score.
Oh, that's temperature here. Yeah, that's a good score. Yeah, no, we'll never experience that ever.
That is really.
I did it once on three holes out of 73.
Yeah,
I've seen Frank and I play golf together.
A long time ago.
Frank is a much better.
No, I'm not. Don't be nice. No, I'm not.
You're not as good. You're not that a great tennis player. But you are.
I'm not a good anything athletic
player.
I'm not a good anything athletic, but I like pickleball.
He's a good pickleball player.
All right, and finally.
Oh, I'm enjoying this so much.
I know. We all are.
And finally.
I'm running out.
Who is Madonna's distant blood cousin? Steve Buscemi, Mark Wahlberg, Tommy Lee Jones, Kid Rock.
Wow. I'll say Tommy Lee Jones.
Wahlberg.
Then I'm going to go Kid Rock.
Madonna was a cheerleader in high school. She has 140 IQ. Her best friend is Britney Spears. And her cousin is Mark Wahlberg.
I love it when chicks like that talk about wanting to be a good mom. And yeah, you remember that coffee table disgusting filthy book she put out? Oh, my goodness. Those people. Yeah, I'm a good mom. Have you shown that kid your book yet that you did? And all your other stuff you did? That was Mike Evans, and he is brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door. Peon, I want you to think about that friendship tonight while I'm there. Your favorite thing. I'll be thinking about that. I'll be thinking about it. I may have it. I might not, just because I know how mad it'll make you. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed on Monday, and they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards. They sell thousands of them. Keep that in mind. Every day is a reason to give somebody a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. We leave you with, what was it? Was it 80, what, today, 85, 80?
I don't know.
I think it was low 80s,
we,
like 82.
We will see. Don't we almost always see a 100-degree day, at least just a day or two, about 100?
Yeah.
It's coming. And when it does, we'll do our hottest day of the year joke. We have a joke that we save for what we think might be the hottest time of the summer. You can count on that. Here's the other thing you can count on. You can count on somebody's air conditioning, lots of somebody's, not being able to keep up, because it's just time. Either time to replace it or time to send somebody in there from Matheny Heating and Cooling and get it back on track. I don't know what they do. I know there's some sort of, it's not really Freon anymore, whatever it is, that refrigerant. And I know there's an A coil and a compressor. That's about all I know. And if the drainage hose gets clogged, then water puddles at the bottom of the system in your basement. That's it. That's what I know. Fortunately, they know everything about every model, every make, every brand, every type, no matter how old. Matheny, please remember this name, because you will need somebody to come out and service your heating and cooling system. You will. They're not maintenance-free. Matheny, 76 years, I think, I'm close, in business. You just need to live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, and no business, no residence, too big or too small. Matheny, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, that accident on westbound 44 actually turned out to be an accident on Bowles just after the exit. It looks like the two left lanes are blocked. The traffic on 44 is running pretty well, except for further in toward the city. You're still slow between Hampton and Shrewsbury. Southbound 170 is on the brakes from Olive down through Highway 40. We're looking much better northbound 170, a little heavy between 70 and Airport Road. Eastbound 270 still stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. Downtown Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 40. You're heavy from about Boyle, between Vandeventer and Boyle now through McCausland. You look a lot better out in St. Charles County. Southbound 270 is stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And it looks like we have a pretty big jam up on southbound Telegraph between 255 and Jaeger. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Enters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
In partnership with Fox 2 News.
Reporting live here in East Carondelet, Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
Live in St. Louis County, Michelle Medeiros, Fox 2 News.
Live at City Hall, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Keep you connected to what's happening in our area. KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
It's been the second longest bull market in history, but is a bear market just around the corner? Learn how you could better position and protect your investments on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
KTRS St. Louis,
live and local.
Depend on it.
You know what I'm going to ask? If you see a police officer, walk up and thank him or her for what they do. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye,
in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tragedy befalls a small business in O'Fallon, Illinois. Customers are reeling. Why Mandy's Bar and Grill will never be the same.
Allegations of racial problems here at the biggest airline at the St. Louis Airport. What the NAACP is saying.
Another near perfect day of weather across St. Louis. Excellent going into the evening, but that southerly flow is going to be increasing on Wednesday, and you guessed it, here comes summer.
New at 6, a tragedy in Minnesota means heartbreak in O'Fallon, Illinois tonight.
The beloved founder of Mandy's Bar and Grill is dead. Her husband is hospitalized in critical condition after a weekend motorcycle accident.
Fox News' Andy Banker is here now with the outpouring of grief and support back home.